mechitza. A mechitza means a wall. And Kiratanya, I'll let you bring your proof. Why do I have to have a proof? Because we'll soon see there's a mandioma that says here mechitza doesn't mean a wall. It means a chalukah, it means a division itself. So therefore we have to bring a proof now that guda, that mechitza means a wall. What's the proof? Kiratanya, we went to other places. Mechitza ha-kerim shenifritza. Now, if you have a mechitza wall between two properties, one side a person is growing vines, grapes, and on the other side, let's say, is growing a wheat, a barley. So, without the wall in between, there'll be a shail of klayim. Because of the mechitza in between, that stops the yisr of klayim. So, now, mechitza sakerim, of the wall now, shenifritza breaks down. So, oimaloi, we tell the baal hakerim, gidor. Build up that fence. Like, we don't want now to be nis a klayim here, klay hakerim. So you tell you, build it up. Chazra of nifritza, let's say it breaks down a second time. Again, I'm a loy gadur, we have to keep on telling him, make sure that fence is up. Because if we don't build it up, you should know, there's going to be it's a klayim here. What's going to be nisiyai shuhemenu? Let's say the owner gets disgusted already and says, leave me alone. I'm not going to build this up no more, dremnish kan kup, I give up, I'm not going to build it no more. And the owner of the kerem, the owner of the vine did not build it up. So I raise the kiddush. You should know because of this, what grows now, the new growth is like klayim. It's like the vines and the wheat are growing together. And therefore, the baal hakerem, he's the mazakir. The chayim bechriusa, and he's chayim bechrais. This we'll see later on in the sefer exactly why the baal hakerem is chayiv, why not the other one. So Rashi says, kiddush means hatzfua. Means now the tfuah, the wheat, im hoisaf masayim, if it grows now 1/200 more of what was there before, it's chalanisa klayim. Because less than 1/200 is bata barayv. But once there's a new growth that's more than 1/200 of what was there before, so the new growth is growing but it's a klayim, and it's not bottle, therefore it becomes also bahanor, the tfuah, and therefore the baal hakerem has to pay for it. So Shalom, why is the baal hakerem of the mazik? Why don't we say the other one is the mazik? That we'll see later on why. But I call upon him according to this Shalom, when the Mishnah says, Ha'ashutfim shirotzo lafas mechitza, what does the mechitza mean when they decided together to build the wall? When together they decided to build the wall. So now, taimo dirotzo. Why do they have to build the wall? Only because they both decided to build the wall. They decided themselves. But mashma holei rotzo, let's say they did not decide together. They only decided to split, but not to build up a wall. Then the locker is, ein machiyav and isai. One shutev cannot force the other one to build a wall. But until now, they shared this chatzah together. Now they both decided it's about time we split this chatzah. You take half, I take half. Okay, they decided to split it. Now the Mishnah still is mashma, there's no chiyah for them to put up a wall in between. Only because rotsu, that Lashon Mishnah is hashutfim shirotsu lasas mechitza. The only reason why they have to build up the wall is because they both agreed to build up the wall. But if they do not agree, they do not have to build the wall. So what do we see from here? Alma, we see hezek ria lav shemay hezek. There's a certain type of a hezek that if you would like to do some private things in your rishus and somebody else is looking in, you can't do it. See here by a chotzer. You're dividing up now. So you're going to own this part of the chotzer. Now, you would like to do some private things there. But kol zaman, the other one is looking at you, you can't do it. So the question is that called a hezek or not? Is that called the fact the other one could look in and see what you're doing, he's doing damage to you? The other svar is no. Since up until now, you didn't do private things there. So who tells you to go do private things in the chotzer? Like up until now, you didn't do that much private things in the chotzer. So the chotzer doesn't have to be for private use. It's usable to store things, put things there. So the fact the other person looks at you, that's not called such a hezek. That's the big machlokes here in the sugya. The fact that somebody else looks at you and stops you from doing things you would want to do, is that called a hezek or not? And of course it depends where you are. Like if you're in the house and somebody, the next neighbor has a window that he could look straight into you, that would be called a hezek. Because inside the house, cheaply you do private things. If somebody else is looking, he'll stop you. That for sure is called a hezek. Here the shalor is in a chotzer. The chotzer is outside the house. You don't do that many private things, because maybe you would like to. That's the shalor. The fact he's looking in now, is that called a hezek or not? If you tell me now the fact he's looking in is called a hezek, He's like being mazik you. Al shochein, al shineber, he's doing you damage. Therefore, you would have a right to force him to build up a wall together. Like he's not allowed to be mazik you, you're not allowed to be mazik him, so therefore there should be a tekonim and rabbonim that when shutfim decide to split, they should have to build up the wall, in order that neither of them should give hezekriya to the other one. Now we'll be medayit for our mission, not like that. Since our mission says even after they split, they do not have to build the wall, only because they agreed to build the wall. But if they do not agree, they do not have to. So mehezekriya is lav shemehezek. The fact that somebody may look in your chutzar and that will stop you from doing private acts, that's not called a hezek. Again, only in the chutzar. We'll soon see about the house. So if you learn that when the Mishnah says mechitza, it means the wall itself, so you have a proof that hezek riya lav shemay hezek. Now the Gemara says, who said that's pshan the Mishnah? V'yema, why don't I say mechitza plukta? Maybe mechitza means plukta, the actual dividing. Maybe it means chalukah sachotzer, the fact that they both agreed to divide up. And I'll bring you a proof. Kedachsiv, like it says a pasuk in Bamidbar, v'atihi mechtzas edom, the division of the edom. That's how much each one gets in the portion of the shulshalul they got from the mechama there. So the kids here see machtzas, even though it's not lashon of mechitza here, but close to it, that machtzas mechitza could also mean lashon of dividing. So maybe when the Mishnah says, Hashutfim Shirotsu Lasas Mechitza, maybe it means when Shutfim decide to divide up their property. What's the halacha then? Vechivon Derotsu, once they decide to divide up their chotzer, right away there's a tekonim and rabbonin, Boinen es hakeisel bakorchoi, that will force them to build the wall in between them. And you know why? Alma hezek riyash mehezek. Once you two Shutfim decide to divide up, so now each one is going to own half the chutzah by himself. Now it's a sorrow when you own it yourself. You're going to want to take a suntan there. You're going to want to do some private actions there. And you're not going to like it, the fact your friend is looking in. So the fact your friend could look in is going to be mazik you. That's a sorrow, hezek, riya, shumei hezek. It's like a tiny midiraisa. You have a right to tell him, stop. I just tell the guy not to look. It's not possible. There's no wall there. What do you mean not to look? Anytime I walk out of my chutzah, I'm going to see you taking a suntan. It's going to bother you, like there's going to be friction here. When am I supposed to use it? How am I supposed to use it? Therefore, there's a tekonim with the rabbanon that in such a case, you have to build up a wall. Once the shutfim decide to divide up the property, if the old hezek riya shimei hezek, that's a svar of the rabbanon would be misakin, that you have to build up a wall now, in order to stop this hezek. So maybe that's pshat the Mishnah, that rotsu mechitza only means the division. But once they decided to divide up, you have to build a wall. So Mar says, no, ihoch, if that would be the pshat, hai sherotsu lasas mechitza. What does the Mishnah mean that they wanted to make a mechitza? Sherotsu lachzais mi boile. If the Mishnah only meant mechitza division, it should have said, hashutfim sherotsu lachzais. If the shutfim wanted to make a division. What's this question of sherotsu lasas? The word lasas is extra. So Mar says, elamai. So what do you want to tell me pshat the Mishnah is? Hashutfim Shirotsu Lasas Mechitza means Guda, that the Mishnah means when the Shutfim agree to build up the wall, that's the only time they have to build up the wall, but if they don't agree, they don't have to. If so, Boina Nesa Kaisel, what does the Mishnah have to say? Boina Nesa Kaisel, they have to build up the wall. Boina Oisami Boile, it just should have said they should build it. Again, if you're telling me, Hashutfim Shirotsu Lasas Mechitza Vachotza means Shutfim that decided to build up a wall, so you know what you should have said then? Burn an Eisai. They're supposed to build it. What do you have to tell me? Burn an Es HaKoisel. Like the word Koisel is extra. If you're telling me the word Mechitza means the Koisel, so what do I have to say again? Burn an Es HaKoisel. The word Koisel is extra. So that will be Mashma. The word Mechitza only means the Chaluka, a division. So Mara says no. Itani Eisai would have just said the word Burn an Eisai. Have a mean of a Mesifas Bialma. You know what type of a wall they have a right to build? Any type of division. The most simple material there is, Masifa just means any type of a division. Kamash Malan Kaisel. The Mishnah wants to teach me, no? Like the Mishnah says later, there's a chiv here with the Rabbanan to build up a nice, strong, solid wall. And what type of a wall? That depends upon the Minhag HaMedina. Whether it's 6 tefachim wide, 5 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, that's told in the Minhag HaMedina. So the kids said there are two ways to learn here. We're not clear yet. Now we want to bring Rayas. Tomorrow says, it says, Boinen es hakoisel b'yemsa, that you have to build the wall in the middle. Tomorrow says, Pshita, Of course you have to build the wall in the middle. Like we're going now that Shutfim agreed to divide up. One Shutta just agreed to divide. And the Rabbanim says you have to build the wall. Or else they both agreed to build the wall. So if they both agree to do it, Pshit, it has to be done in the middle. So Mar says, Leitzricha, the Chiddush is, Tekodem Chad Ritzi L'Chavrei. One went and convinced his friend to divide up or to build the wall. Because really one Shutta did not want to. But the other one kept on begging him until he agreed. If so, Mal the time I would have thought to say, Motzi Yomalei, the second Shutuk is say back, Ki Yisrat Soy Lecho, you know when I agree to your demand to split or to build the Avira. I only agree that the space, as we should divide up the use of this Chotzer. But Bitash Mishta, Lo Yisrat Soy Lecho, I never meant to agree to you that when we build the wall, I'll give up part of my property. To give up my property, I never agreed. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush, know that once you agree to split, or else once you agree to build up the wall, by saying that means that you agree to give half of the property for that wall also. Therefore the Mishnah says, once they have to build up the wall, how do they build it on whose property? On both properties equally. Now, the Hezek re'alav Shmei Hezek. The first part of the Gemara again is, that we're going now so far that when the Mishnah says Rosolatus Mechitzam means they wanted to build the wall. In other words, if they did not agree to build the wall, they do not have to build the wall. Why? Because Hezek Riyalav Shemay Hezek. The fact that your friend could look in what you're doing means nothing. So Mar says, is that true? Toshma, come and bring your proof. Our Mishnah says V'chein Begina. It says V'chein Begina, and here it says Chayiv Lasas Mechitzam. Mashu, when you divide up the garden, here there's a chiyuv to build up a wall. So why do you have to build up a wall? The Chor, because Hezek Riyah Shemei Hezek. So you see from the second case of the Mishnah that there is such a svara like that. That if somebody looks in and does damage to you, you have to take away that damage. You have to build up the wall. Tomorrow says, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, Gina Shani, a garden that you have all your tfu, all your wheat, or all your corn growing up nicely, here it's much different. Kid Rav Abba. The Yomer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, also liyodom lamed the sadeh chaveroi b'shoshi yomedes b'kay maseho. B'shas somebody's corn field is growing up beautiful. All the corn is mamed growing to its spits to the top. You're not supposed to stand there and look there. You know why? Because you're going to give it an ayin hara. So the pshat is by a field that has the things growing already. Here, if somebody looks in, that's a very big hezek. That's not stam a hezek that he may stop you from doing your private usage, but rather that's a hezek of ayin hara. Ayin hara, that's a bigger hezek. Rashi says, Shle yaziko v'ayin hara. And now let us stand and watch your friend's kaimosoi, because you may give him an ayin hara. So why is this hezek of ayin hara, that's a bigger hezek than just stopping your friend from doing some private things. So by Egina, everybody would agree, Hezek Riyah Shemei Hezek. Right. Then the Mishnah says, I, Vaho V'chein Ketoni, I says V'chein, Mashma, they both have the same aloha, the Reisha and Gina. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Agvil V'gozes. That's only going on V'chein, on the same type of material that you have to build up the wall. But maybe not the same reason. Toshima, I'll bring another Mishnah later we have. Koisel Chotzer Shenofo. Let's say you had a chotzer that you divided up already, and you had a wall built up between you two, and that wall fell down. So it says the Mishnah later, Mechayov noisa livnois on Dalad Amos. We force you to build up that wall again, at least Dalad Amos tall. So why do we force you to build it up? Because otherwise there'll be Hezek Riyah. So you see there's a svara that one should have had to stop looking at the other one. So Mora says, no, Norfol Shani. That if it fell down already, then it's a tremendous damage. It's like this. If you don't have a wall altogether, so you're not used to doing private things in the chotzer. So therefore, the fact he looks in doesn't bother you that much. But if you once had a wall up there, that means you have privacy already. That means you're used to taking a bath there, you're used to taking a suntan there, you're used to doing Dvarim Shebetzina. So now when that wall falls down, it's terrible. What you're used to doing, you can't do it anymore because he's going to look at you. So then, Shita, that's a tremendous hezek. Of course, you'll have to build it up again. The Mar says, so far, the Karilo, my Karilo, what was your question in the first place? Pshita, where it fell down, where you had it up already once, there it does tremendous damage. So Mar says, true, but safe Israchle. Midal damas ulamale mechayov anaisai. That even though the first wall, let's say, was 10 amas tall, we don't force you to build up the second wall also 10 amas. It's enough just to build it up 4 amas. Once you have the wall 4 amas, that's like 8 or 7 feet tall, so that's enough to stop the normal sight that he won't be able to look in. You don't have to build it up higher than that. If so, again, you don't have a proof what's going to be the lacha by regular hezek, shayneriyah, whether it's called a hezek or not. All right, let's stop here.
You have holding down the base number base. Now, again, we're in the middle of the proof to bring it, we're bringing a proof to the shiloh if hezek riyah is shemei hezek. That means if somebody could look in and see what you're doing and that bothers you, do you have a right to make him to make him stop to build a wall or not? So Toshima, it says Koyfe Noisa, Liv Noisa, Beishar, Videlis Lachotzer. So people living in a chotzer, in a courtyard, we have a right to force everybody to chip in together to build a Beishar. That's like a mechitza by the entrance. Videlis Lachotzer, and also to have a door to the chotzer. So Rashi says Beis Hashar means Sheboinim Koyfel Neged Hashar. They build a wall near the shah, near the entrance, ogle around Soviet, the Yoisim Yoisek of Pesakotin, and in that circle like they make a small opening from the side, in order that the people in the Shusarabim, when they walk by, they cannot look in and see what's doing in the Chotzer. So we see, we tell everybody in the Chotzer to chip in together to build a wall to stop the Rabim from looking in. So here you see that when Rabim look in, it bothers, it's a hezek. Therefore we have a chiyuv to stop it. So the Mishnah says, Shema mid Mishnah could be approved that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. There is a Hezek like that. The fact that Rabbim are looking in, that bothers us. And therefore we have a right to stop it. Serious, a Kiddush. Like we can't force the Rabbim to pay. We don't know who to get the money from. Therefore there's a chiv upon everybody inside. Everybody has to chip in together to build that wall. So Gemara says, no, here there's no proof. I'll tell you, Hezek or the Rabbim Shani. When the whole Rabbim, when the Rishus Rabbim could look in and see what you're doing, that really bothers you. Therefore, you have a right that should be stopped, a wall should be built. But our shalom in the Mishnah is when you have two people that own the chotzer together, only two people, and now they divide up, so could one person force the other one to build on the chitza? That's our shalom. Maybe since only one person is looking on, that's not so bad, that's not such a hezek, maybe you can't force him to build the wall. Now I must say, oh, the yochid lois, you want to tell me when only one person looks on, that does not bother so much? Toshma, bring your proof on this also. It says Alocha in Cholkin es haChotzer Achihei bo Daladamas Lazer veDaladamas Lazer. Really, when we have a Chotzer owned by two people, and now one person decides to divide up to make a Chalukah, so he has a right to do that if there's 8 amas inside it. That means when they divide up, each one will get 4 amas. If each one will have 4 by 4, that's called Yesh Pekadei Chalukah. So, when there is that much in the chotzer, then we tell them to divide up. So Gemara says, my love doesn't mean to say, because they have to divide up and now they have to build a wall between them. Why? Because Hezek Riyah is Shemei Hezek. So this should be a proof that Hezek Riyah is called Shemei Hezek. So Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you what it means here, but Mesifas Biyano just means to make a little fence there with reeds, that's all. Just like to know the boundary. But there maybe is no chiyuv to stop the fact the other person could look in. Maybe Hezek Riyah's lav Shemei Hezek, you cannot force them to build a big wall. Toshma, come in here. It says Hachalonis. If somebody has windows next to your wall, Rashi says Echod mevnei hashutfim haboina koisel v'chotzer kineged chalonoisar shechaderoi. Like you have your house there, and you have windows in your house, and the next door neighbor is like building up a wall, and that wall is going to be near your chalonis. So it's like this, hachalonis, bein milmalo, whether the wall is above your chalon, bein milmato, whether the wall is below your window, or bein mekinegdon, whether the wall is right next to your window, dalramas, the wall has to be dalramas away. It has to be dalramas away from you, it shouldn't stop the light from coming in, it has to either be dalramas higher, or else dalramas below, but it cannot be within the dalramas of your window. Why not? L'chur, because if it's within the dalaramas of your window, he could just look into your window and it's going to harm you. So l'chur, you see, Hezek Riyah, Shemei Hezek. The fact he's looking in and it's bothering you, that's called Shemei Hezek. V'tonia lo, we learned on this bright, so the pshat is, milmalin kadesh lo yatis v'yira. It has to be taller then 4 amos above your window, because otherwise you could just look in to look down and see what's doing in your window. Milamata, it has to be lower than dollar amos from your window, because he shouldn't stand on top of the wall and just look into your window. And mikinegdon, the wall can't be next to your window within dollar amos, it has to be away dollar amos, kadesh lo yafil, that it should not make a dark. Like if the next person builds up a wall next to your window, it'll take away the light coming in. But our core point when we see it has to be above the dollar amos from your window in order that he should not be able to stand there and look in. What's wrong if he looks in? That's called hezekriah. He's damaging you. You won't be able to do dvarim shevetzino inside your house. So that bothers you. So you see, there is a chiyuv. There should be a mechitza there. He should stop. So Mar says, I'll tell you, hezeka debayi shani. In a house, it's much different. We spoke about yesterday. In a house, in a bayis, it's aimed to do dvarim shevetzino. You do private things there. You take a bath. You do private things in your house. Therefore, for somebody else to look in the window, that's a terrible bother. Such a hezek riyah to look inside a bayis, that's for sure a shemei hezek. He's called a mazik. He has to stop doing what he's doing. Our shal in the Mishnah is by two shutzim of a chotzer. Outside in the chotzer, you don't do that many dvarim shevetzino. So maybe there the hezek riyah is loy shemei hezek. So you can't bring me a proof from a bayis to a chotzer. Toshima, come in here. The Yomar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Gag Hatzamach Lechotzer Chaveroi. If one person has his roof, his house, and on top of the house he has his roof, which is near looking over the roof, you could see your friend's chotzer. You could see your friend's courtyard. So Oysen Loi Maki Gavoya Dal Damit. We force the person that owns the gag to put up a maka, to put a roof around his gag, Dal Ramas Tol. In other words, even though Hilchas Maka, it's enough just to have Yitzvachim. Always the Mechitzah is Yitzvachim. So Hilchas Makir, you can't have, you know, a roof without a gate around it. It would have been enough Dal Tzvachim. Here you have to have a tall Dal Damas. Why? So you should not be able to look down and see what your friend is doing in his chotzer. So the Chori is